The chief executive of South Australia's Child Protection Service is refusing to say whether any staff will be disciplined as a result of the damning findings of an inquest into the death of a four-year-old girl. Chloe Valentine was left in squalid conditions in the care of her mother despite more than 20 child abuse notifications. The department has admitted that mistakes were made in the little girl's case. The state government today responded to the coroner's findings and accepted the majority of the recommendations for reform. A warning, Natalie Whiting's story contains some disturbing details.
The story of Chloe Valentine's short life has haunted the people of South Australia. 4 years living with her drug-addicted mother in squalid conditions. Then she was forced to ride a motorbike far too big for her. Her mother filmed and laughed as she repeatedly fell off. Eventually, she fell unconscious and died from her injuries. Chloe Valentine's mother and the woman's former partner are in jail for manslaughter. Family members and police were among those who made more than 20 child abuse notifications before her death. The chief executive of Families SA, Tony Harrison, admits mistakes were made.
We missed opportunities in relation to Chloe Valentine. If we had our time over again, there was opportunities, as I said in my evidence, as far back as 2008, where we should have looked at removing Chloe from a very dysfunctional and chaotic family environment.
The coroner, Mark Johns, was scathing of the department in his findings.
Unfortunately, Families SA took the path of least resistance. The principle of maintaining Chloe in her, quote, family, quote, situation was applied much too rigidly.
After a cabinet meeting today, the state government has offered its full support for 19 of his 21 recommendations. That includes several amendments to the Children's Protection Act, improved staff training, the use of income management, and reviews of the child abuse notification system. The Attorney General, John Rau, says the government is also backing a recommendation that a child born to a person convicted of criminal neglect be placed in care. But he says there will be room for people to appeal.
In his report, he was speaking most particularly about Chloe's mother. And he said, but something like she could be out in 4 years, it's very likely she could fall pregnant very shortly after that and have another child, and I've got no reason to believe her behaviour would be any better than it has been in the past, and that would be a tragedy. Now, it might well be that a person who has committed one of these terrible acts of criminal neglect on a child, after spending some time in prison, does get their act together. The idea that they had a child, somebody from Mr. Harrison's department would pop up at the hospital and take the child away, obviously is a completely different kettle of fish.
John Rau says further investigation is required on rules about transporting children and a recommendation for adoption to be used more regularly.
Adoption can, should and must be part of the range of measures available to deal with assisting children who are in at-risk situations. The reason that we're saying that we're agreeing it in principle is because obviously, particularly with the matters that has the enormous understandable sensitivity that adoption does, there's a lot of detail and very significant detail that needs to be worked through.
The coroner was especially critical of Families SA not abiding by a section of the Act that says if it suspects a parent of using drugs, it must apply to the court for a drug assessment. But Tony Harrison says another section of the Act is used for that purpose. Mr. Harrison has been criticised in the past for saying that drug use alone isn't enough of a cause for removing a child.
So my position remains very clear and unambiguous in the sense that I've never condoned the use of illicit substances. And I think when it comes to adequate parenting, it's also really important to suggest that this plays a more significant and important role as well.
Despite calls for him to step down, he says he will remain in the job. He wouldn't say if other managers and caseworkers involved in the case will be punished.
At this time, really all I can say is the coroner handed down his report last Thursday. It's only a couple of days since that report was handed down, and I'll give due consideration as to the appropriateness and or the need to look at any conduct type issues.
A Royal Commission into Child Protection in the state is expected to hand down its findings by the end of the year.
Natalie Whiting.